Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Amos and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right, you know, can't complain. Tell you what, the year is moving real quick. Can you believe it's going to be November in like a couple of days? Bruh, crazy. But I mean, we're still here, good health and also cannot complain. If you've just joined us for the first time, welcome to the African Album Review Podcast. There are about 159 other episodes that you haven't listened to, so you've got your work cut out for you. And if you're back again, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. If you do like what we do right here, do head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omoto and buy me a coffee or two or three and support the pod. Otherwise, we're taking it to Nigeria today for a brand new album, and I've been looking forward to this one for a while. And yeah, let's do this thing. Mayor Kun, back in office.
The latest African album review is...
So like I said earlier, Mayor Kun is back with a new album to tie in with Nigeria's Independence Month, which is October. They celebrated the 61 years this year on the 1st of October. So absolutely big for Nigeria and congratulations. Belated congratulations, but that's all good. And Mayor Kun himself, wow, no stranger to success. Do you remember the hit song Eleko from 2016? That beat, the way it starts with that do-do-do, do-do-do-do, oh my god. And the way he sang it, that was just a mammoth hit production. And he nailed it. Now, he's been doing his stuff for a while now. He's got a debut album from 2018. He's got an EP from like 2020 and countless singles where he's headlined or he's featured. And add to that, during the Headies Awards in 2018, I believe, Mayor Kun won the Next Rated Act. And in 2019, he actually scooped Best R&B Pop Album for the album The Mayor of Lagos, which was his debut. So obviously, I'd be excited to listen to his sophomore album, Back in Office, which was released October 29th, 2021, absolutely fresh out the oven. And it was released under Sony Music Entertainment. It has 12 tracks, which includes one short outro, which is 1 minute 28 seconds long. It has 5 features and multiple producer placements. Let's talk about the title of the album a little bit, Back in Office. This has to be one of the best album titling projects I've come across on the continent. Especially coming from somebody with quite a reputation for being a great act and having taken a 3-year hiatus from the album grind. He did drop an EP in 2020, so, you know, it's a short project, but not an album, of course. For him to come back and call this album Back in Office, while his name references a mayor occupying a position of office, I guess in the musical realm. Come on, bro, that was fire. And now, at that, his last offering, his debut, was titled The Mayor of Lagos. Perfect. It's simple, but it's a touch of genius with continuity for what his brand is and his whole image. I love it. I mean, take note, fellow musicians, this is a great masterclass in how to name an album. Back in Office had 3 singles released beforehand, which are the title track, Back in Office, the absolute smash, Let Me Know, I love that track, and Holy Father featuring Victoni. I don't know if it's Victoni or Victoni. Okay, don't, yeah, it's cool. You get Amapiano Afrofusion on the title track, and you get the Mayor Kun with that dope Afro vocal, the vocals that really complement that beat quite well. He's always done that. And you can tell the beat has Amapiano house influences, but in the South African context, it definitely doesn't go all the way. So this is the genre that they tend to call Omo Piano. not Amapiano, Omo Piano. And they call it Omo Piano out there in Niger. I know some people don't want me saying this, but had to say it. It exists and it's a thing. This is it right there. It was a bit of a surprise to hear how much the intro song Soulja Boy was heavily leaning towards hip-hop. The man was rapping on a boom-bap beat and singing on the chorus. Like, bruh, I didn't expect that. I was not expecting that at all. Catchy chorus, though. The start of the album, in that context, kind of misleads you a bit because what comes after in the following songs isn't that at all. Might as well give you the spill on the album sequencing because the same Afrobeats vibe is really maintained from track 2 through to the end. It's really mid-tempo Afrobeats with a bit of house as well. He had 3 Amapiano Afrofusion tracks and maybe 2 actually, because JJ with DJ Maporisa is straight up Amapiano. And on Nakupenda, I liked him going in on the Swahili. Another surprise. The man does not stop with the surprises, I tell you. Maybe on the sequencing, I'll just move Peace of Mind higher up the track listing, but it's not necessarily a deal breaker, just personal preference, honestly. Throughout the project, you get references to old classics from the Afrobeat scene, an example being Bono Feli Feli by Dibanj. Oh man, I missed that song. I probably last played that song like 10 years ago. So I ended up going to look for that song just because of Mekun's reference, and Ow by Dija, which was sampled on Piece of Me, and I think Ow by Dija came out like, was that like 2015, 2016, somewhere there, but top song. I really loved what Mekun did on Piece of Me with the Dija sample, because it's not actually like the main part of the song, it's just a small part, but something that we all know. I instantly recognized it. And besides that, it just makes me realize that, you know, we have legends in the Afrobeat space already and people that have given us classics over the years. Even on Twitter yesterday, people are appreciating Tubaba's African Queen, which, in my opinion, ranks as one of the best ever African songs from that era to usher in where we are right now, before like Wizkid and all. Ah, man. Crazy. This is the homage that Mekun is paying to these acts as well by actually doing this and putting it in his music. He even references JJ Okocha, the amazing football player, on the song JJ with DJ Maporisa, which I mentioned earlier, an Amapiano banger. But for Mekun to choose a few collabos was a good move in my opinion. He had Flavor, Joe Boy, Gyaki, DJ Maporisa and Vic Tony. It puts his album in a great position to leverage the experience and talents of the others, but doesn't rob the listener of an authentic Mekun experience. No strings attached with Joe Boy. Yeah, with Joe Boy was interesting for me because Joe Boy managed to fit more into Mekun's style than the other way around. When it comes to collabos, I always like to see features make an attempt to fit into that pocket of the song owner while retaining their own authenticity and creating that great balance. And this song definitely does have a bit of that. In terms of Mekun's delivery throughout the record, I was heavily impressed by what he had to offer. The songs, especially in the songwriting context, had so much meaning, but what he did well was connect his voice to the feelings he was trying to convey. Listen to a song such as Freedom, for instance, and it will be a song many of us likely will be singing along to. He got a choir-esque type team to help him out with the backing vocals, and it was absolutely going down. I loved it. It elevated the performance and put the song in higher standing for me, and there's a little bit of that throughout. The delivery on Holy Father with Vic Tony was a masterclass in exactly where I like to see these homies that have got pipes, the Afrobeat style pipes, doing it. Mekun and Vic Tony weren't playing games, man. I do have to say, his pen game has actually seen some significant growth and relatable experiences, even if it's already been quite good. But on this album, he showed a little bit more of that. Back in Office, to me, is really a statement of intent from Mayor Kun, where he showcases his versatility, the vocal bandwidth that he has, because, I mean, from rapping to the amapiano style to actually, like, you know, belting out a little bit of those melodies and all that, it was great. And also he also gives us some bangers to hold on to. At 12 tracks, he gave us enough to ponder on without the risk of listener fatigue. And that's quite important, because he had left us hanging for like 3 years without an album. I know he gave us an EP last year, all good, but you know, we needed such a project from him. My picks from Back in Office by Mayor Kun are Holy Father, Freedom, Back in Office, Let Me Know, JJ, oh yeah, Desire, and Peace of Mind. There's some absolute bangers on there, and it's going to be hard for him to find the next singles, because he can go in any direction he wants because he's so versatile. Otherwise, you know what? Do listen to it. Actually, listen to this album, Back in Office by Mayor Kun. I recommend, if you like amapiano, if you like Omo Piano, if you like Afro beats especially, this is that pocket. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.